Josh?
Yep, thank you so much, Marshall.
Yeah, let me make this loud. I answered on my computer.
Sure,
Speak
sure.
again? Oh, good. That's great. All right. So I think we're pretty good here, and I want to review it with you and make sure you have everything.
Sure, just give me one quick second. Let me open up all the online files as well.
Very good. So today, while you're doing that, I'm going to tell you that today the word was wheel. And the last limerick I wrote, number 766. Who invented the wheel? The Sumerians did with great zeal. In the fourth millennium BC, carved out of a tree, which eventually led to the automobile. Isn't that really surreal?
Got it. It's just loading on my end. Let me give that a quick read
Yeah.
from my end as well. Okay, I'm opening
I
it
just went
up.
to
Just
the
loading.
just entertained you with a recent limerick. I got to write footnotes, but
Okay.
let me open up also on this. Oh no, that's not the right thing. I want Command N. Introduction. I got, okay, so now I have two introductions open, the copy that we share and the copy of mine that we started with. And they both should be very exact or close to it.
Okay, perfect.
So
I'm
all
just
the
loading all the
changes,
files.
just a general question. All the changes I made yesterday, will they'll be reflected in your copy of the thing we share?
Okay, the changes would be reflecting on the online sheet that you are working on. However, the book that I shared, if you want to make any changes on that, you would need to make those changes on the Word document, save that file, and share that whole file with me.
Yeah, the one I made them on the ones you emailed me.
Okay, perfect. In that case, you just need to save that file and share that file again with me after saving so that I can have the updated file on my
Right.
end as well.
Okay, well, let me do that right now. You
Sure.
don't, in other words, the changes I made don't get changed on your document,
No. So
right?
there are two things. The file that I shared with you, that is like the Microsoft Word file. So if you make any changes on that, you would need to save that file and share the file again with me. That's one
Okay.
thing.
All right,
And the
now
other thing.
I'm yeah. I want to send it to you now before we start. So we're
Sure,
working from
sure.
the same copy. I saved it. And now I hit send and it said upload. So do I upload it?
Okay, give me one quick second. Are you in your email
Yes.
right now?
I'm in the email. I want to send you the altered version.
Okay, perfect. In the email, it's going to give you an option to attach file. So when you go on the bottom of the
Well, I
email,
haven't
go to the
gotten
top.
to that. I have to upload first, don't I?
Okay, can you try clicking on that? Maybe on your end, the email would be giving the upload option instead of
Oh,
attach.
yeah, it's uploading, yeah. Okay, so it just uploaded. So now what do I do?
Okay, now you can. So probably the file may have gotten uploaded on that email. Just type a message that please find the file attached, or just type any message and send that email directly to me.
Okay, so do I open up a new email?
Yep, new email.
Okay, I'm gonna close this first. Reopen your email. Okay, and then I'm gonna open my email. I don't know if I can do that. Give me a second here.
Sure.
move to, forward. I'm looking for forward. Can I try just forwarding it to you?
Yep, you can do that. If you have the file, you can forward that file to me.
Okay, yeah. Book. I'm trying to do that. Book one, it'll be.
Okay, perfect.
Josh Baker, let me just do that. Okay, let's see if you get it. Just one.
Okay, sure. Let me refresh my email.
Yeah, I think I had to upload it before I could do it. But I saved it, I uploaded it, then I sent book one to you, which is one of the two files.
Okay, let me check. The email did not arrive as of yet. I'm just still refreshing it.
Yeah, check your spam too.
Okay, perfect. I got it. Just give me one second.
Did it come to your email or to your spam?
Yep,
it didn't go to spam, did it?
Perfect. Just let me refresh it. Give me one quick second.
But it didn't wind up in spam, right?
Yep. It's in my inbox.
Okay, great. Okay. Now that you got it, I'm going to open it again.
Sure. Just downloading the file?
Yeah, I'm trying to open it again.
Okay.
That's when I open. All right, hang on a minute. Josh Baker. Well, here, I got to go to the original to open it, not that one. Oh, yeah, it's opening. Okay.
Okay, perfect. I do have the file over here. Just one quick minute.
Take your time. We're going to be on the phone a while.
Okay. Okay. And Marshall, I tried using the word compare tool to figure out the changes that you made on the file or the book that I shared with you, but I'm unable to track any changes that you made on this file. So do you remember any of the changes that you made so that I can search on that directly and see if that reflects it?
Oh, yeah. Sure. I mean, are you working with the thing I emailed you?
Yep. The file that
there are lots of changes. So one of the changes, if you go down to my introduction, toward the bottom, let me go to Limerick 20, okay?
Uh-huh.
Let me just find it. I have notes on my changes, so not a problem. I'm a compulsive guy, organized. All right, so 20, number 3, about a baritone.
Uh-huh.
Line 2 and 3 have been changed. And here's what does your line 2 read?
Okay, so I'm on limerick number 20, the number 3rd one. So there was a baritone from Tennessee who sang best in a major key, but he couldn't carry
it. That's the change. Yeah. Yes, that's a change.
Okay.
Because I had it different before. Let me do one more just to be sure.
Okay.
Line 2 and 3. What do you got for line 3?
Okay. In the line 3, in the same limerick, it says, but he couldn't carry with piano or
best. That's good. All right. Let's go to number 24.
Okay.
Stool. There's only one. And I deleted the word as for.
Okay. Just one quick second. And that's going to be the 24th one?
Yeah. And I don't see as for in mine.
Okay, and can you read the one that you have on your end, the updated version? So just I can just recheck that.
Yeah, that's number 24. A scatologist learned while in school to get information from dinosaur stool. It's important that the sample contains material that's ample, that is ample, and has not been collected by a fool.
Perfect. It's the same version.
Okay, one last one.
Uh-huh.
This will clinch it. On number 27, Mary, I changed line 1, 2, 3, 4. Let me see. Mary, line 4 was changed. Oh, yeah, I don't see that here either. Give me a second to find mine.
Sure.
Introduction. Limerick 24. Give me a second. We just did scatology. Yeah, we're going to take the time to make sure we got the same thing.
And you mentioned that you have noted down the changes separately on a different document as well, right?
Yeah, I may not have copied it over either. So, yeah, I think I missed copying 27. You have 27 in front of you?
Okay, let me pull that real quick. One quick second.
Mary.
Yep, I do have it in front of me.
All right.
One quick second as well. I'm comparing it to the one that you have on your online Google document as well.
Right. The line 4 was changed. So what does line 4 read?
Okay, so the file that you have shared, it's the same one that we have previously. So it says, Barbara was desperate to marry any Tom, Dick, or Harry. But the opportunity never arose, for no one would ever propose. So she signed up and joined the military.
Okay, that for no one would ever propose is a change on both documents, I think.
Okay, it's only changed on the one that you're updating online. So I think this is where a bit of confusion can be caused. So let's just simplify it further. And what we can do is I do have the access to your online sheet, the one that you're using. And I see that you have made some changes on the online sheet. So in order for
now,
to figure it out.
On 27, for example, I added a sixth line on my online sheet.
Uh-huh.
But I forgot to type it onto. So do you see the online sheet has a sixth line in parenthesis, but the other one doesn't?
Uh-huh. The other one doesn't.
Okay, so you can type that in right now, because there are many I missed.
Okay, let me do that. And one more thing that I can work on is if you have any of such changes noted separately, I can have the whole document revised in that case. So do you remember the changes that you made on the online sheet? For example, you do remember making it, adding an additional line on the 27th one.
Everything I changed, I might have missed one or two, but everything I changed on the online sheet, I also changed on the copy of your email.
Okay. So, do you remember any of the number, the word limericks number? Because as you know that these are 400
yeah.
limericks. So, if I get all the numbers separately, I can spend the time from my end, and I can go through the
all
whole
right.
sheet to check if all of
I
them
can,
are the same.
I can whip them off right now if you want to just jot them down.
Sure. Give me one quick second. Let me note them down
and,
on a separate
and this
notepad.
Is only the limericks we're talking about now.
Okay, perfect.
The actual limericks. I have them all listed. I could even tell you the change line.
Okay, perfect. You can just let me know the limerick number as well. I can go through that from my end. That would be fine.
Right. Okay, here we go. First one I changed was limerick 20. I'm going to just read the numbers. You don't care about the line, right?
Yep. You can just mention the number.
Okay.
I'm going to go through that. All right. And that's
20,
fine.
Okay. 20, 21, 24. 27. 31. 35. 39. 47. 61. 76, 82, 89, 93, 100, 127, 129, 159, 164, 165, 167, 171, 186, 196, 204, 207, 271, 280.
I'm sorry, come again? That's going to be 271, correct?
Yeah, 207, 271, 286, 293, 303, 306, 308, 319, 324, 340, 353, 354, 363, 377, 380. Though these are not necessarily big changes, but they really refine the limericks.
Okay. Perfect. That has been noted.
And
you
I
get
believe
a chance.
That most of these are accurately reflected on both.
Perfect. I got it. And did you get a chance to go through the second book as well, the other limericks as well?
No, I didn't try to do that. I was working only on the first 400 primarily because I thought that that's where we really need to get going. I have another couple days I can take to do that.
Okay, perfect. That sounds great. Let me have the first book revised and also have the additional limericks added to the second book that you were working on. And as soon
yeah,
as
we're going to get to
okay,
that.
Perfect. Sounds great.
Yeah,
as
I'm going to. Do you have those additional limericks? What's your last number on the
absolutely.
Sheet we share?
Absolutely. So the limericks that you have, we only worked till 717 that we last discussed. And the one that you are working on, give me one quick second, that is completed till 776. That is the name wheel.
Okay, great. That's today.
Yep, sounds great.
Oh, no, wait a minute. What was the word? I'm sorry, Josh. What was the word?
The word is wheel.
No? Spell it.
Okay, the one that shows on my end, that is wheel.
Can you spell that? I'm not
sure
I'm getting it.
Sure, it's W-H-E-E-L, as in the wheel
got
of the
it.
Car.
That's right. Okay, that's right. Now, those, that's the one today, the last one I just wrote today, they may get refined. But if I change them, you'll have it on your copy too, right?
Yep, that is correct. So I will have these changes noted down. on the Google copy. So just let me just break this down. We are working on two files right now. So the file that you are working, that is the online Google file, and the file that my team is working on, that is the Microsoft Word file. So all you have to do is whenever I share a file with you, or whenever you are making any changes to the online sheet, just make sure that you note down those changes, just like you shared those changes with me right now, so that I can share the changes with my team separately.
Perfect. And then I'll get to work on the second book in a while, but I want to get this first one going. So let me give you some more changes.
Sure.
All right. Let's go. Give me a second. Let me get it up. Let's go back to the introduction. Now, if you go to the beginning of the file, you sent me an email.
Mm-hmm.
There's a forward first that my granddaughter wrote.
Yep.
I did not edit that. But let me ask you a general question, because as I told you, I don't want to open up the book with hers because it has a different tone. But if you call it does the forward fall in front of the introduction always?
I'm sorry, your voice got cut off.
Yeah, this is a semantic question, a definition. Is a forward always in front of an introduction, or can it be after it?
It can be after that as well.
You don't have to change the name forward then?
Nope.
Well, I'd like to put this forward after the intro because of its tone. It's just, people pick it up and read that first, they're going to get the wrong impression of what the book's like.
Sure, sure, we can do that. We can have Ralph's content written after your particular introduction, and we can include that after yours.
All right, and as I said, I didn't edit that. I'm going to let
I'll do that from my end. Yep.
Okay, now let's go to the next thing, the introduction, which we're going to open up with. That now is in its final form. I did, except for one little thing, can you see the copy that we share?
Okay, one quick second.
It's dated April 10th. Anyway, when you get to that, let me know.
Sure, I'm on that.
Do we want to change that April 10th date to, that's when it was written. I don't know what the convention is on that.
I think that seems fine because that's going to give it a more authentic look about the date when it was actually written instead of writing any updated date or the date we're publishing the book. So I think that seems to be
fine. That's good. Now, I did this. I think this is fine. I corrected it. But they're going to re-edit it, right, for grammatical errors or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, grammatical error is something that our team is going to proofread it once, and we're going to take care of that. So we're going to proofread whole document once, the book once, as I discussed on the last call as well. And we're going to take care of any of the minor or minute grammatical errors and all.
Okay. Now, on the penultimate paragraph, there's numbers there. So as of the time, are you on that paragraph, the penultimate one, next to the last one?
Yep, I am over there.
In the middle, it said, as of the time of this writing, this introduction, I have written 1,129 Wordle-related limericks in 7 months. Many Wordle words have more than one associated limerick with an average of Wordle, blah, 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 the range of blah, blah, blah. I don't think I have to change that necessarily to make it, it may be 1.8 or something like that. You can actually make the calculations from the spreadsheet, but I think that's okay. So I
sure,
think
we'll check that. Sure, we'll go through that once. And I don't think there would be much change required over here because you know that these numbers are not always exact, like 1.7 being turned into 1.75 or 1.81, something like
that. But those were the accurate numbers as of April 10th. So we'll leave it. I just wasn't sure what day we were going to use. Okay, let's go to a different document. Let me get rid of this. Let's go to the go past.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's go to the categories. Give me a second to get it up on both sides. I'm bringing both up each time. All right. I have both categories up.
Okay. Just give me one quick second. Let me pull that up as well.
There's not much of a change.
Okay. Just one quick second.
I don't remember what I changed because I made a change in both. It was just one thing I changed. But I think the way it is now is fine. I made one change. I added radio. Oh, yeah, there it is. Number 22, on the shared document, radio is there, but on the other document, it's not. So number 22, I believe, is the only thing I changed by adding radio.
Okay, just give me one quick second as well. Let me open up the previous document as well, and I'll compare them while we're on the call.
Yeah, you'll see the difference.
Okay, just need a quick minute. I'm comparing all of the categories while we're on the same call. There's another change as well on the fourth one. So the previous file that we had that stated crime or law. So you basically removed the word law from the fourth one as well.
Yeah, because I have jurisprudence down on 16.
Okay, perfect.
So that's right. Good pickup. Yeah, there are two changes.
Okay, perfect. I'm just comparing while you're on the same call so that if there's any confusion, we can have that catered as well.
Yeah. So that's categories. All right.
Okay, perfect.
I'm going to take this down. And I'm going now to, I took down your email one. But all right. So now I'm going to bring up, footnotes.
I think that was pretty much it in the categories. So, yep, categories is also
important. I mistakenly knocked your email off. I need to bring it up again. Just give me a sec.
Sure.
Okay, I got it. Now, on footnotes, if you go past all the limericks, you'll come to footnotes. So, after 400, just work your way down. I'm doing the same. I made a bunch of, I did some rewriting on the introduction to footnotes.
Okay, one second.
Yeah, I'm still not there yet either. All right, I'm there on your side and mine, so we're good.
Yep, I'm on the same sheet.
hold on a second. I got to get the edge. Can't quite see the edge there. I got to move the sucker down a little and then over to the right. I'm almost there. Okay, here we go. All right. Now, I first rewrote a lot of this section on the shared.
Mm-hmm.
And I then copied that. So they may not be exact, but they should be very close. So let's just go through this, because I want this footnote
mm-hmm.
helps people understand how to get information, not just from the footnotes, but also from the spreadsheet.
The spreadsheet.
Right. So whether or not you're going to need a separate explanation for the spreadsheet, I don't know. Well, can we just read this together? I'm going to read it out loud to you, and you tell me if it makes sense and it's understandable. Some limericks. Oh, this is footnotes, the selected word of limericks. A footnote on the footnotes. Some limericks are traditional in their off-colored, clear nature and do not require explanation. Others are more complicated, but the limerick itself, despite the limitations of only five lines, within which to elaborate, is in of itself sufficient to relate the intended information. That's clear, right?
Yep, that's clear.
Others still, such as the assassination of President John F. Kennedy, are so well known generally that, again, no further explanation is needed. There are, however, a substantial number of my word limericks that are more obscure or require further explanation. It is for this last group that footnotes are provided. So I think that's quite good in telling them, you know, why they're there.
Yep, good so far.
You with me?
Yep,
okay.
I'm with you.
The footnotes are intended to be brief, but sufficient to make the meaning of the limerick clear by providing concise background information. Many of the footnote entries are obtained from Wikipedia, but many other sources have been utilized as well. Specific references are not provided, as I did not feel that they would enhance the enjoyment of the limerick, but, on the contrary, might make reading of the limericks too academic and cumbersome rather than lighthearted yet interesting. We good?
Yep,
I think
all
that's
good so
fair
far.
Too. All right, and this is where all the changes were made, because they're examples, and I picked what I thought were good examples. In the footnotes, some limericks will make reference to other related limericks by denoting the limerick number and number within the limerick if there are more than one. Clear?
Yep, clear so far.
For example, limerick number 21, death, makes note of limerick 369-2, brink. This informs that the second limerick for the word brink contains a related subject to limerick number 21, death. In this case, they both contain references to Macbeth and death. That clear?
Yep.
Additionally, each limerick word will note the numbers of related limericks immediately. Now, is it clear that I'm referring each limerick word? Oh, okay, right. That's in the body of the limerick.
Yep.
That's why I want to make sure it's clear. Additionally, each limerick word will note the numbers of related limericks immediately following their listing and date in the limerick section. That's clear. A spreadsheet listing all limericks by their chronological number in which they appeared in Wordle provides information on the number of limericks for each word and lists the numbers of the limericks dealing with related subjects. Is that clear?
Yep, all good so far.
Okay, so that's it. So
yep.
I think people reading this will... So I don't know whether you're going to want to do another brief intro to the spreadsheet, so you need to make a note about that, or whether this covers it in the right place sufficiently for it to be useful.
Perfect. I'll keep a note of that, and I'll also ask my writing team for any additional suggestions in case if they have any. And if there's any sort of suggestion or any correspondence, I'll surely get on call with you, and I'll update you on that as well.
Okay, sounds good. I think that this is a much better rewrite. There are changes in the document that is in your email does not have these changes.
Sure.
It has the old example.
Perfect. As you mentioned earlier on the call as well, you informed me of all the changes that you mentioned on the Wordle as well and also on these footnotes. So I have noted down the number. What I'm going to do is I am personally going to be noting down the changes from my end, and I'm going to share the same with my writing team so that they have a bit clarity on this as well. And go ahead.
Yeah, just use the rewrite on footnotes to the selected Wordle limericks in the share document.
Yep. I'll share the same with them so that they don't have to go through the whole document. You have informed me of the changes. I'm going to share the changes with them. And in case they require any sort of assistance or any clarity, I'm going to guide them. Or if anything is required from your end, I'll surely let you know.
Hold one second. Yes? The what?
Do I have 10 minutes before we
eat again? Yeah, well, I'm not going to eat. I already ate. I'm not going to be on the phone for a while with the publisher. You just eat what you want, baby.
I have to go.
Yeah, hold on, Josh. Are you going out again?
Yeah.
You know, I bought a thing of mozzarella at Sprouts, and they didn't put it in the bag. Are you going by then?
No.
You sure? Oh, you don't want to go pick it up? Okay. I saw them there, but I called them. It never was put in the bag. It was left on the counter. The mozzarella. But anyway, it could be tomorrow, doesn't it? Yeah. Well, I know, but we're not going to have Caprese. Okay, I got to go eat. I'm with the publisher. Okay, so let's go now on the document that you shared in my email and go down past the limericks to the spreadsheet.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a minute, I'm doing it myself. Okay. Wordle Limericks Index, whatever you called it. Okay, I'm going to do it. I got to get it up on the other side too, so hold on. Okay, spreadsheet. Spreadsheet. Okay, I've got them both up now. Now, I have been making a lot. We have to have a serious discussion about this.
Mm-hmm.
I've made a lot of cross-references to limericks. So if you look at 18 on both, there are two references to the word abate. The categories are there, 8 and 20. There are two limericks, and there are two cross-references. If I have the number 45 without a number of the limerick, it means there's only one limerick. I didn't put one. I just left it without a number. There was only one limerick.
Got it.
The second thing I want you to see is that the columns don't line up. I mean, if I have only one thing, it comes to the right. If I have more than one, it comes to the left. I don't know why that is, but you're aware of that.
Okay, yes, that is something that is going to be catered in the formatting. So once we are towards the formatting phase, we're going to have them aligned all together. So in my document, it's all aligned right now, but that is something that we're going to cater at the end as well.
Okay. Yeah, okay, I'm not worried about it. I just wanted to point it out. So then I'm not sure that all the changes put in the shared document are reflected in the email document. In fact, I suspect they're not. But my this goes down to 400 plus. So if you just take it to 400, you now have the problem. We discussed this once before, but I'd like to bring it up again.
Sure.
Repetition never hurt. Let me just look at 390. Give me a second. I'm going to go down to the 400 range now on both sides.
So we can pick out the 19th one.
Yeah, okay, there it is. On number, it's good. Yeah, it's all there. They may all be there. I don't know about both. But the one that I know is complete is the shared document. Now, since we're only going to 400, if you look at number 396, Flock, you could see there are four categories of Limer, and that there are two limericks, two cross references. Both of those cross references do not occur within the first 400 limericks. So are we going to leave them in, or are we going to and refer to them at somewhere that these will be in the second volume if the number is between 400 and 800? Or are we going to take them out? If we take them out, I don't want you to take it out of my copy.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm saying?
I got your point. I think if we take them out, that might confuse the readers as well. So what we can do is, if you go right at the top where it says Wordle Limericks Index, we can just write a one or two liner where we will, just like we worked on the introduction and the footnotes as well, explaining the readers how they can check the cross references. We can write a small note over here as well, explaining the readers how.
I was thinking that too, but I think I just had a better idea that just flashed into my brain.
Sure.
What if you move every number over 400 to another column on the right and call them limericks to volume 2, references to limericks in volume 2?
We
you
can
like that
go
idea?
That way as well. Yep, we can go that way as well.
I think that would be clean. I actually like that.
Yes, that's a tremendous idea. We can work that way as well.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Let me have this shared with the writing team. Let me get their feedback as well. It could be possible that they might sum up something more better than our collaborative idea. So your one is tremendous itself. I'll share that with
the team. I just came up with it, and I do like it. Now, if you go to the bottom of the shared document,
uh-huh.
You're going to see I started a number count.
Okay, just give me one quick second.
Yeah.
And we're on the Wordle sheet right now, correct?
On the spreadsheet.
Perfect. Just give me one quick second.
Shared spreadsheet. Just go to the bottom number. I have 670, 767. I'll be adding more today.
Okay, so the one that I have, one second. Okay, so I have two sheets. One is the alphabetical limerick list, and the other one is the Wordle limerick list.
That's the spreadsheet.
Okay, yeah, perfect. So there are two spreadsheets. One is the Wordle limerick spreadsheet, and the other one is the alphabetical.
Right.
So on the alphabetical,
we're not on that yet.
Okay.
Okay, so
on the
look at the
one.
Bottom. Yeah, the last entry is, I'm just putting in today.
Okay.
Yeah, if you wanted to...
The sheet that I have that shows 736, I'm just trying to find out if I have any other sheet as well. Just give me one quick second as well.
Yeah. I had just put in 768. I may need to reshare this with you.
Yep. Can you reshare that sheet as well with me so that I can go to the updated one?
Yeah. Let me do it now to make sure, okay?
Sure thing.
I didn't finish the very last one, 766. I haven't finished yet, but you'll have it in there. But if you go, what's the last one you have on that?
The one that I have on my end on the Wordle Limerick spreadsheet, that is 736. That's going to be Rodeo.
Oh, yeah, then you missed it. At 7:38, I started tallying numbers. So the very last entry is the number 1475 Limerick. So, like, maybe every 100 Limericks, you might want to demarcate the Limerick number. I don't know.
Okay. Let me check on this, and can you try sharing the updated one with me as well?
Yeah, I'm going to send it right now. So I'm just going to hit send, and I'm going to say email this page or add email this page, I guess. Email this page,
uh-huh.
And I'm going to, where'd it go?
Sure, let me know whenever you have sent it. I'll refresh it once.
Yeah, well, new message. I'm going to have to drag it on there somehow. Josh Baker, updated spreadsheet. Okay, now I got to find it. Give me a sec.
Sure, take your time.
Oh, here it is. Here it is. Let me just shrink this a little. Now, how am I going to do that? How am I going to drag it on? Hold on a minute. I've got to be able to see. And pull this over. Oh, yeah, there it is. Now, oh, I see. No, I know what happened. It just loaded. Hold on. I think I got it. Josh.
Sure.
No, we're not the wrong guy here. It gave me Jose. J-O-S-H. Baker, there you are. And this is the one my granddaughter owns. Yes, I thought I changed. I'm working from a copy she didn't own.
No worries. You can let Ralph know that she can share the document.
No, that's a different granddaughter. Let me see
different.
If you get it. Okay. I think you got approval.
Okay. One second.
It went.
Let me refresh that once. One quick second. Okay, I got the link from your end. I have requested an access from my end. So I think as soon as your granddaughter accepts the request, I'll be able to view this sheet. So whenever she accepts the request, I'll get a notification automatically, and I'll review the sheet.
Yeah. Ay, ay, ay. How about pain in the neck? Let me think a minute here. I thought I made a copy of this and that I was working from the copy. But I guess
You can do it that way as well. Let me guide you how you can do that right away.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, let's do it so I don't bother her. She's traveling.
Sure. So once you're on that sheet, you'll see an option which says file. Do you see that option?
Is it on the sheet? Yeah, file. Got it, Josh. Yep.
File, and then search for the option which says make a copy.
Got it. Hitting it. This is
yep.
it.
Okay. Yep, and click on make a copy.
Share with, should I check off share with the same people? No. Make the copy.
Yep, and just click OK.
I did, and it's making a copy now.
Yep, as soon as it makes the copy, it's going to route you to that page which says copy of the Wordle Limerick spreadsheet. Are you on that same sheet?
I got it. Now, do I email it?
Yep, you can just go to the share option and share that with me, and I'll get the access to that directly.
It doesn't say share. It has the arrow. Oh, yeah, arrow. Right, got it. And I'm going to email this page.
Perfect.
Got it. So now I've got it again. Perfect. Josh? Sorry. Unshareable. Copy. Okay, that's it. Yeah, we did this before, and that worked. It just went.
Okay, perfect. Give me one quick second. Let me refresh the email. I think your granddaughter has given me the access of the sheet as well. Give me one quick second.
Yeah, I thought you got permission.
Yep, I got the permission, and I do have the updated version on my end.
Okay, so now if you go down to the bottom to this document, you'll see I have a column of the on the right, a number. Now, I'm not saying we need to list every one, but maybe every 100 or something like that, we notate it if there's room.
Okay. I will surely keep a check on that, and I'll share this feedback and suggestion with my team, and we can do it that
way.
Right.
Okay. Now, there's just two more documents. On the email, I don't have the alphabetical listing, but that's okay. That's straightforward, right?
Yep. That's pretty much clear.
Okay. Now, there's one more document which is not on any of these things, which I sent you from Excel. And it was a single page, Limericks of Limericks. Do you have that somewhere?
Okay. Give me one quick second.
Let me see if I have it on Excel. Yeah. DVD Wordle spreadsheet. I can't seem to find it myself.
Okay, I'm just trying to find that sheet as well. Give me one second. Okay, I do have that document. Just give me one quick second. I do have the Limericks of Limericks. Let me open that up.
Yeah. I can't find it on my spreadsheet.
Okay. Shall I share that with you on the email? Let me send you the email real
quick.
Yeah,
would you mind?
Sure,
now,
sure.
What was the last number of the 11 I had there?
Okay, sure. Let me send you the email first, and then we can get on the number as well. Okay, I have shared the document with you in the email. Can you refresh once and just check on your end?
Yeah. Hold on. A new version of Java is available. I don't need that, right? Remind me later. Hold on. Okay, refresh. How do I do that again? I got it.
Perfect.
Okay. Let me open it up. Oh, great. Now, I have no. Oh, okay. The numbers on these are all more than 400, except for the first one.
Uh-huh.
See, I had this idea of doing with each volume a list of different things. Like this would be list of limericks about limericks. The second volume would be a list of limericks that refer to Shakespeare.
Mm-hmm.
The third volume might be a list of limericks that refer to music. You see what I'm saying?
Got your point.
I don't know if it's necessary. It just is a nice little thing if there's room. But if we do that, I don't know whether I should conform to the numbers or not, but not do it in the first edition.
I think what we can do is let's just take baby steps right now. Let's just work on having all of the remainder of the things sorted out. And once we are towards the final edition, we can have this incorporated in one way or the other. So by taking baby steps, we're going to maintain the quality as well, and we're not going to shuffle things up.
That's good advice, and I think that this could be the last thing to be decided. So the last thing is, was there any further discussion on the covers?
Yep, the illustration team is working on it already. I had a conversation with the illustration team after the last word we had last week. The illustration team is working on some different samples. The reason being, I informed them that you need to work on more volumes as well, like volume 3, volume 4, volume 5. So considering that we don't want to max out everything in the second cover. So I have given them an idea that they need to work in such a way that there's more room for you to work on covers for the remainder volumes as well that you're going to be working in.
Right. And I already told you my idea about that, right?
Yep, absolutely. That is shared with the team. And in case they require any sort of further assistance or anything, they're going to let me know and I'm going to convey the same to you.
Sounds good. I think we covered it all, so now the ball's in your court.
Absolutely. And I am going to take one day to review everything from my end before I assign everything to the team. So I'm going to need one day to review everything, and the next day I'm going to have a short meeting with the team, and whatever the time frame regarding the next draft, next update would be, I'm going to convey the same to you by myself. All right?
Fantastic. Josh, it's a pleasure working with you.
Likewise.
You understand everything I say.
Likewise. And
while you're reviewing, enjoy a few of the limericks. They're funny.
Absolutely. To be very honest, just a bit caught up with the work, but I am very excited with handling this project because I know that the way things are, the way everything is linked with each other, the spreadsheet, the footnotes, the limerick, it's a great thing.
Okay, and if it's successful, we have the potential for 8 volumes of 400.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're going to put everything of my heart and soul into this, and we're surely going to make this a success.
Fantastic. The magic number is 2,315 words.
We're going to get there.
Now, last thing I want to point out to you.
Uh-huh.
Because I've gotten more proficient and gone into things deeper as I got more and more time into this, the second volume is going to have more extensive footnotes. So I'm not sure that 400 number is fixed in stone or whether we can make a bigger volume or what. But I just want you to keep that in the back of your mind, too, that from 400 to 800, the footnotes are going to occupy more space.
Perfect. I am going to have all these things sorted out. So the feedback that you have given me today, along with the changes and everything, once I have the meeting with the team and once we are progressing towards the completion, we're going to have this catered. And surely there are going to be more suggestions as well. This is just sort of our revisions that we're working on. So if the team has any sort of suggestions, any additional suggestions from their end, their expertise, I am going to share the same with you so that we make sure that quality is not compromised at all. So I'm going to be in touch with you tomorrow,
right,
and we're going to be on the same detail call as we go always.
Thanks, Josh. Fantastic.
You're most welcome.
So maybe I'll hear from you early next week.
Yep, absolutely. I'm going to get back to you next week or within the end of this week by Friday to just give you an update how things are or how my meeting went with the writing team, and I'm going to let you know on that and the next steps.
Wonderful. Thanks so much.
Perfect, Marshall. Take care of yourself. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.